Okay, great. If you guys could mute yourselves until you come out and speak, that would be great so that I don't have to mute us. I'm not sure what mute is on this particular system is, so you can help me out by muting yourself. We'll make it a real good call here, a real clean call. So great to have you on the call. This is Tim Darnell, the founder of Team Freedom, and we are just so excited and so blessed to be here and to be working together. I count it an absolute honor and blessing to be able to work with each one of you. And I really mean that. That's not just lip service. It's absolutely true. And each of you have the ability to build a monster, huge business here if you want to. If you want to do that, it's wide open. Leadership is wide open. The world is waiting on you. People are waiting on you. There's people praying tonight for an opportunity. And it's probably you that are going to be the one that shares this with them. And so I want to give you a few pointers tonight, just a few notes to take. And I have a lot of people in the beginning, they ask me all the time, how do I get started? What do I do? I had a guy today that we're real excited about. And Mary, you had asked me, is there another Tim Darnell on the horizon? And I said, well, this guy could be. I mean, this guy, he's got all the potential. He's a little bit older gentleman. I think he's 57. I was 57 when I started Isagenix. And so not that you have to be 57 and start Isagenix, but it's just you reach a point where you're mature and you know what you want. You're ready to go get it. You're excited about going and get it. You've had a bunch of bumps and bruises along life's highway. And so you've taken your lumps. You know what it is to succeed. You know what it is to fail. You know what it is to not commit. You know what it is to focus like crazy and how great that is. And so people are aware of that. When they get to my age and some of your ages that are on the line here, I mean, we're not spring chickens anymore. And so we're looking for spring chickens, and we love to bring them onto our team. But I actually purposely prefer to work with a little bit more mature people. When they say something, their word is their bond. We grew up that way. We had people tell us, when you say something, mean it. And when you mean it, say it. And when you promise something, follow through on it. Man, I was raised that way, and that's the way I've always worked my business. And so I'm looking for people that understand life and understand business from that perspective. Not this flaky stuff that I and listen, be assured that we're going to run through a lot of flaky people in route to building our business here. But so that's going to happen, and that's okay. But what we want to do is to figure out who the real solid people are, the people that we want to work with, that we can trust, that we're excited to work with, that they're going to proactively work this business, and we're not going to have to drag them along everywhere. Anyway, a guy that I talked with today fit that bill. And so when you finally meet some people like that, it may take you, what are we, 5.5 years almost into this now, 5 years in, five years in 1 month. But still, you know, we've gone through a lot of people. We've personally enrolled a whole lot of people. And you're going to meet some excellent, excellent people along the way, some just high caliber, high quality, high character, high integrity people along the way. They're out there, and they're waiting on us to proactively contact them. And that's the kind of people that you want to put your team together with. En route to doing that, you're going to meet people that are just not capable of keeping their word. They're not capable of doing 100 BV a month. They're not capable of making a list. And some of the things I'm going to be talking with in a little bit, love them anyway, and just move on to the next person. And so that's what we've done. We've not gotten discouraged about that, frustrated about it. We've just said, hey, you can be on our team. You can order whenever you want to. I'll help you whenever you want to. And what I do is, and I want you to write this down, I match energy for energy. I match energy for energy. And so I'm not going to be proactively calling everybody that I personally enrolled and or people that crop up in the organization to get them to come to a call like this. We post this. We make sure that everybody sees it. I've got one personally enrolled guy that he just refuses to use Facebook. And so our main method of communication is Facebook. And so it may be that he can't do this business if he can't figure out how to do that. Now, I'm going to be putting together more emails as time goes on and try to reach people from a different perspective. And I understand that a lot of people have not graduated from email into social media yet. I get that. But at some point, they're going to have to make the move and quit avoiding it and come on into the 21st century here where we're at with Facebook, with Instagram, with this new Marco Polo, some of the things that we're doing now that are fantastic. If you haven't downloaded Marco Polo yet, I highly recommend that you do that. It goes back to a very simple concept when, in fact, you could do it not at a pool. You could do it in the grocery store and go, Marco, and I guarantee you somebody's going to go, Polo. It's a hilarious concept, and it's so well named, but it's little video snippets that you can send somebody, and you can do it in your car. You can do it wherever you're at, and send them a message, and then they can return that message on video. It's just as simple and user-friendly as it can possibly be. It's not got some of the drawbacks of some of the earlier, I'm thinking of Periscope, which had some issues with it. Anybody could jump on it. It wasn't directed. We had some sort of nasty people get involved in that and that kind of thing. So just little issues along the way, but Marco Polo doesn't have that issue. So it's a very effective communication tool, and it's a great way to open a conversation with somebody that's a prospect of yours. If you've got somebody on your list that's a prospect, you can text them, call them, and say, hey, man, do you have the Marco Polo app yet? Well, they probably don't. And if they don't, then encourage them to get the Marco Polo app. It downloads in a matter of seconds. It's up and running in a matter of seconds. And then you could send them their first Marco Polo message. And so it opens the door. And I posted last week, I'm trying to think who did this, somebody on our team. Oh, no, I know who it was. It was Kerry Nickel, who sent out bags of the new shake flavor. And so it was just very inventive. I mean, it's no big genius thing to do, but it's just making contact in a different way. And if you get a present of a shake in the mail, how many times has that happened in your life? Never. You know, so you're separating yourself from everybody else out there. You're not pitching. You're giving something of value. Having somebody learn about Marco Polo or just whatever, just anything that you can do to be resourceful and inventive and make that contact with somebody, that is a great, great thing to do. So I do that a lot. And people say, well, you're on Facebook a lot. And I say, well, Facebook has made me literally $1 million, literally made me $1 million. And I'm trying to get people to get on Facebook, to use it, to friend as many people as they possibly can. In fact, tonight, what you ought to do is go find some people, use the search bar, and use a term in there of the type of person that you would like to be involved with in the search bar in Facebook and see what names come up, and just throw out a friend request to them. And you will meet new people, especially people that are accomplished, people that are go-getters. They're not afraid of making money. They're entrepreneurial. And if you guys have heard me show you plus two, them plus two, or you share, they share, repeat, you know that I use that all the time when I share, you share, they share, repeat. When I'm doing those first two circles, I ask the prospect or the new associate, who do you know that's entrepreneurial, not afraid of making money, and is a go-getter? And so that's the kind of people that you want to put in your organization. So I'm asking the exact right questions in the very beginning of their business, showing you share, they share, repeat, who do you know that's a go-getter? And you can simplify that or say it in any way that you want to do, but that's really, really what you're looking for. That prospect that you're talking to, the most important thing you can do is get past them as quickly as you can. What I mean by that is find out who they know as quickly as you can instead of nursing and coddling that prospect until you smother him to death and you haven't really accomplished what it is we want to accomplish, which is growing the team and getting people, getting their contacts into the business. So with that being said, I'm just fired up, man. I've got one of the things happening in my business, and I tell you about my business because I want you to understand that these very same things can happen in your business if you'll just go ahead and make the contacts like we've been doing for the last 5 years. At the start of our business, I contacted a friend of mine that has made a lot of money in network marketing. And I contacted him about Isagenics. He was not interested. And then later on, I found out he sort of feigned some interest for a while, but then I found out he enrolled with a competitor. Well, he just about 6 months ago sold his business in that business. Didn't like it. It was just all kind of management issues and that kind of thing. And you'll find that in almost every other program that's out there. They've got glaring deficits. And so we don't. We don't at Isagenix. We don't have glaring deficits. We've got a company that is doing everything right. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, and there's everything to be extremely excited and proud about. And so he knows that about Isagenix. So he called me the other day or texted me the other day. He said, "Yeah, I'm not sure I want to do network marketing again, but let's chat." And so that's music to my ears after 5 years, guys and gals. And so most of you know my story that Jay, it took Jay 6 years to get me. He didn't wait around on me. During that time, he's putting dozens and hundreds of other people in the business, but he's still maintaining contact with me during that 6 years, which I have done with Josh. And we have a very mutual admiration of each other and respect. I like him, he likes me, and it's a good thing he just decided to go do his own thing. And I guarantee you, when you go do your own thing and you don't listen to somebody that's been in the business like I have for a long, long time, the reason I'm at Isagenix is because of the way they do things versus the way other businesses do things. And so it's clear, crystal clear in my mind. It's not crystal clear to other people that don't have the 35 years of experience that I do. I don't say that to pat myself on the back. I can just tell you that I understand the industry and the business and other businesses, and you've got a company here that is absolutely the primo opportunity, no question about it. So that's sort of a prologue to what I want to talk about here, and our time's already about halfway up. But I want to take 6 points here. I want you to write these down. So the guy today, this is not Josh, this is another guy today, Joe. And this is coming in under my good friend Les Herrera on his pay side. So this is real exciting. This is going to be a guy that builds two teams on Les's pay side. So Les, I don't know what his volume is. I could look it up here in a minute, but it's in the millions of holding volume that he has from his left team. And so now he's ready to build his right team. He's been an employee at AT&T. And his good friend came to a point in his life at 57 years old that he's ready to build a business. And so I had a long talk with him last Friday, I think it was. And then today I called him again and I said, "Did you get my goodies pack?" "Yes, I did." I said, "What do you think of the products? And what do you like about the products?" He said, "Well, they taste great." And I already felt better just on 2 days' use of the product. I said, "Fantastic. So tell me what your game plan is." And he started talking about what he wanted to do, and he said, "Now, what's the right way to get started here?" I said, "Well, there's two main ways. There's three actually, but the two majority ways are what's called a 30-day system. That's for somebody that's only interested in taking the products." And I said, "Are you interested in building the business?" He said, "Absolutely." I said, "Well, then the two that you want to look at, one is a business builder's pack." And they're calling it something different now. If you guys know what that is, text me or PM me on that. I didn't even look. But anyway, I call it a business builder's pack. And I gave him the details on that and the price and the positives about that. And I said, "But the most popular is the value pack and what all that entails." And so that's what he's going to do is the value pack. And he said, I laid all that out to him and told him the numbers on it and what it was. And so he was amenable to that. That's what he wanted to do. And so Mary, oh, she doesn't know what the BB is called either. Okay. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not purchased a whole lot. I mean, I love it when it is. It's 600 BV, so it's a great package to get. And here's what I tell people all the time. I say, it doesn't really matter which package you get because you're going to be out of products 30 days from now, regardless. Whatever package you start with, you're going to be out of products. Because these are so highly consumable that you're going to be out. He said, "Well, what's the first thing that I need to do?" I said, "Here's the most important, absolutely most important thing you need to do. Number one, this is for your notes here, is that you get on the products and you get on them diligently and seriously with no compromise. Your entire perspective and demeanor will change once you've been on the products for 3, 4, 5 days. You're going to be naturally excited about the products. This ceases to become sales, and it becomes sharing with other people your natural enthusiasm and excitement about the products because you've had a personal product experience." And he got that. He understood that. He said, I can do that. I said, that's great. I said, here's your second thing you want to do. This is Joe I'm talking to. So I said, Joe, the second thing is a written list of prospects, a written down list of prospects, not some people that you have in mind in your head. I'm talking about a written list of prospects in your handwriting, not on a word processor. I want you to write the names down. There's something magical about it. I want you to write their full names. I want you to write their address down. If you don't have it, you need to find it. I want their email address, and I want their cell number. And I want every person that you can possibly think of. You want to, first of all, go through the contacts in your cell phone. That's a great starting place, but it's got to be a written list of prospects. Can you do that? He said, I am doing that even as we speak and even as we're on this call. I said, great. I said, the third thing that you want to do is to know what your schedule is. Given everything else that you have in your life, whatever that is, I want you to know when you're devoting focused time to your business, your Isagenix business. When is that? What are the hours? What's the number of hours? What are the days? And let's figure that out so that you're not guessing and haphazardly working your business, but you've got a set schedule to work your business. That's number three. Number four is, and this is going to come a little bit later, but you're going to need to understand the comp plan until you can effortlessly explain it yourself, and then I want you to explain it often, because the single biggest catalyst to getting people excited about our business is sharing that comp plan. You share, they share, repeat. And learn that simple comp plan, those numbers, what's on there, and get good at that. Can you do that? He said, well, I'm a numbers guy, so I'd love to do that. I said, great. I said, then there's something I'm going to show you, and this is not today, not tomorrow, but probably the start of next week. Let's plan on Monday or Tuesday, and that is when you get your website. And he goes, what? I get a website? I said, yeah, you get a website that is absolutely out of this world. It's a $60 million website, and it's going to give you every metric and every parameter that you can possibly imagine about your business. So this is a business guy, and so when I'm talking like this to a business guy, he gets it. Other people don't quite get the idea of metrics and parameters and that kind of thing. So I'm talking to a business guy so I can use those terms. And I said, what you're going to want to do is to review your tree constantly, virtually on a day-in and day-out basis. He said, what's a tree? He said, well, I'm not going to tell you right now, but it's basically a schematic of your organization, that you can see your organization visibly, visually, and you're going to understand exactly what's going on with your organization by reviewing your tree. You have to know what's going on in your business. You need to be informed about who's doing what, who's not doing what volumes they're at. If somebody's at 98 BV and could be active with two more BV, you need to note that, call them, text them, do something, tell them they need to get their volume over 100 BV and be active in the business. Don't let people come in here and mess, just dabble with these products. If you're not doing 100 BV in this business, you're not doing anything in this business. I mean, let's be really honest about it. 100 BV is nothing. We do easily, per person in our house, easily 300 to 400 BV a piece every month. I'm just telling you, there's that much products out there, and we're not forcing ourselves to use them. We're easily using them. For the most part, two meals a day, two meal replacements a day. We cleanse regularly. We use all the snacks. We use the whey. I use a bag of whey thins every day because I'm getting that space protein with the whey thins in the mid-afternoon. And, man, it makes all the difference in the world to get that shot of protein and fill your stomach about 3, 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon, something like that. We're doing shakes constantly. We're doing snacks all the time. We're doing the Isolene bars all the time, both the regular whey bars and the dairy-free bars, all the time. I've been out of lemon bars for a month now. I got two boxes in today. It was like Christmas here. And so get your flavors and have plenty of different flavors on hand so that you can be handing those out to people and sharing those with people. And so that's just some of the things I do right there. So understand the comp plan until you can effortlessly explain it. That's number four. Number five is review your tree consistently. And number six, finally, I said, Joe, here's what we're doing. Here's the game we play here. We're looking for someone who is as willing to put as much energy into their business as you are. That's number six. Find somebody who is going to proactively build their business. And you don't have to, we'll shoulder to shoulder this thing, we'll arm in arm, hand in hand, however you want to phrase it. But find somebody that will proactively build this business on their own, and they don't need hand-holding. They're going to go out there and attack the world. And that's the kind of person you're looking for. And for you to find somebody like that, you're going to need to be somebody like that. He said, man, I get it. Now tell me some of the tax ramifications. So this is such a pleasure and a joy to talk to a business person. He said, one of the main reasons I'm doing this is for tax shelter. And I said, great, absolutely. Me too. And I said, when I'm in seminar or I'm in the front of the room doing a training, a lot of times I'll ask the question, I say, how many of you know that there are income tax is built for two different types of people? And virtually everybody want to please the speaker in the front of the room, and they raise their hand. And I say, so what are the two different classes? And every time they say, one for the rich and one for the poor. And I say, well, that's somewhat right, but that's not really correct. There's two classifications of tax people out there. One is the W-2 wage earner, and the other is the 1099 independent contractor. We are the latter. The 1099 independent contractor is able to take deductions on virtually any and everything we do in life. Things that were before were just an expense, and we just passed it off as an expense. Here it is a tax deduction, including the very meals that we eat. Man, when he got that concept, I thought he was going to explode. This guy's real mild-mannered, real professional. He wasn't, I could tell he was excited, but he wasn't showing it a whole lot until I gave him that point right there. And other people I give that point to, I say, do you realize that your meals are going to be tax deductible? And they look at me like a deer in the headlights. They have no clue what I'm talking about. And I'm going, God, I wish people had a little bit more of a business mind here so that we could make some things happen and they'd understand some basic things about life. And so that's when you get to be an entrepreneur and really build a business like this, you'll understand the phenomenal benefits that we have available to us, unlike any other thing out there. And so it's just a joy to find somebody. And I'll tell you, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. And what I've been doing lately is saying, instead of looking for a needle in a haystack, why don't we look for a needle in a box of needles? And so I have personally been going off or really targeting business owners is who I've been looking at, friending them. I do a social media thing called Referral Key. Referral Key. You want to look that up. If you would like me to send you an invitation to that, I'll be glad to. It's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. But it's all about business owners and business people. And that's who I want to be involved with because I want somebody to come in here and say, listen, all I need you to do is give me the fundamentals, the basics of this thing, and then I'm going to be off to the races and I'm not going to need you. I go, amen, God bless you. That's exactly who I'm looking for. And so if you guys get that idea instead of just trying to nurse along product users all the time, and listen, you can do that. In the meantime, find product users. They're good to have around. BV is good. But I would just as soon have one business builder as 1,000 different customers. They're more valuable to our business and to our life and to growing a team. That doesn't mean we're not taking on product users. We'll do that. We'll do it in a minute. I'll spend the time it takes to get them enrolled and go over the products, do an open-the-box party with them, and that kind of thing. But what we're really looking for, if you really get this business, I've built some large network marketing businesses, and when you look at that and dissect it, it was always two, maybe three people that built that business. And so just understand that's the way this thing happens. So that's why we're really looking for business builders along the way. It doesn't mean we're turning anybody away. We're not. And you can, one phrase that I love is that every dud knows a stud. And so that's why I talk to every single person out there, and I'm not shy about talking about Isagenix, about striking up conversations. and getting involved with virtually anybody and everybody out there. I know I can add value to their life. I know I can witness to them. I know there's a lot of people that need prayer. They need compassion. They just need somebody to talk to, just a simple conversation with somebody that acts like they care, and I do. I really do. But I know what I'm looking for in my business, and that's somebody that's going to come in here and tear this thing up like a Bobby and Michelle Schaefer. And so they're out there. That's what you're looking for, too. That's who I want you to get me involved with in the form of a three-way call when you find that kind of person. If it's just a product user, you can handle that yourself. Unless you're brand new, you don't need me for product users. That's a very simple process. They're enrolling at Sam's or Costco's, basically, is what they're doing. And so that's a simple, simple process that you can learn to do in just a matter of minutes. So I hope that, let's go over these real quickly. And this is my conversation with Joe today, okay? So it's Joe, it's you on the products. No compromise. You have got to commit to the products and be a product of the products and use them correctly as they're meant to be used. When that happens, you're going to have an entire change about your perspective and demeanor about what Isagenix really is and how valuable this is to other people. Number two is a written list of prospects. I want the full name. I want the mailing address. I want the cell number, and I want the email address of all of these people. And when you talk to me about your prospects, I don't want you to use pronouns like he, she, them, they, this person, anonymous type, meaningless words. I want you to give me their name, their full name, and tell me about them so I can visualize in my mind who you're talking about. You don't give me a name, I guarantee you, you're not going to enroll that person because you didn't care enough about them to even say their name. Now, that sounds a little bit harsh, but I've just seen it over and over again. I've done that. I've done that where I've got somebody sort of vaguely in mind that I'd like to be, you know, to have in my business, but it didn't occur to me to get the name, their name properly, pronounce it correctly, spell it correctly, get the name of their spouse, get the name of their children, what are their children's ages. If you care about a person enough, you will know that information. You will get that information, and that will be meaningful to you. If they're a pronoun to you, you're not going to enroll them in the business, and that person can sense that they're just a pronoun to you. So when you talk to me about a person, I need their name, and so you need their name. If you're serious about enrolling them in this business, you need to know all about them and care enough to know a lot of information about them. Number three is the schedule. When are you devoting focused time to your business? Exactly what days, what hours, and how long you're going to do that. And know and get that in your muscle memory so that you're doing that on a regular basis. And you come to Thursday night at 8 o'clock, you know you're going to be on the team call, period. That's non-negotiable. You know that's going to happen. On Monday nights, you know you're going to be on Bobby and Michelle's call. The only two calls we have during the week, guys, two calls. One's 30 minutes. The other one's about 45 minutes. And number four is understand the comp plan until you can explain it in your sleep and then explain it often. Number five is to review your tree in your back office. If you're not doing that, you have no clue what's going on in your business. And so you need to do that on a regular basis. Mine stays up all the time. My back office is up all the time. I'm constantly looking at it, constantly referring. It's a phenomenal tool for you to be able to use your business. Who's doing something? Who's putting some people in the business? There's every metric that you could possibly ask for. Who recently enrolled this month? You've got that. There's a list of that in your back office that you can go to and find that information. So review your tree consistently is number five. And finally, number six is find someone who is willing to put energy in their business and then match their energy. If somebody comes in here and wants to work 12 hours a day, I will work with them 12 hours a day. Now, I want you to understand that. I will match. I don't care. I have a tremendous work ethic. I like to goof off and have some fun and that kind of thing. But if somebody wants to come in here and put me to work for 2 hours a day, you got 2 hours. You got it. It's a done deal. There's no question about it. There's no hedging or anything like that. And so that's how I built my business to well over $1 million in income and working on our second $1 million in income. And it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so is your business if you will adopt some of these things that I'm talking to you about and get serious about this business and quit messing around with it. Some of you are on this line, and I'm hitting you right between the eyes. You're messing around with this business. And so you can do that the rest of your life if you want to. It's going to be painful, and you're not going to have much to show for it. So if you want to get serious and buckle down and go to work and start contacting people, then this thing is going to be phenomenal for you. It's going to change your very existence, give you options like you've never thought possible, allow you to travel on a monthly or bi-monthly basis, whatever you want to do. It's totally up to you. You will be in charge of your life, and it's just as simple as that, but you've got to get serious about it. So we've come to about 32 minutes here. And if you're on mute and you'd like to just say a few words and something that may have struck you on this call, I'd love for you to come out. Leaders are talkers, and leaders willingly offer their perspective and their conversation. So who would like to come out first?
Hey, Tim, it's Mary. I'm just going to be brief because I talk too much. Matching energy for energy. Love that. I've been hearing a lot of it lately, but you are something special. You are someone special, and we are all so blessed and privileged to have you at the helm. Thank you so much.
Thank you for those good words. I appreciate that. And we've got a call right after this call. Is that correct?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Let's see if we can make it happen. If not, we'll do it tomorrow. But if we can do it tonight, that's great. Thank you for the good work, Mary. I appreciate that. That's leadership. That's leadership that you stepped up like that. Who else would like to speak?
This is Tooney.
Hey, Tooney, come on out.
Well, you're talking about the first, when you come on first, about people are praying for us. I was praying for another job or somehow making some extra money or just doing something extra, and this just fell in my lap, and I'm so grateful for it.
Yes. Yes, and Tooney, you are good at this. This is right down your alley. You are perfect for this.
Well, I believe in the products and the business, or else I'd have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah, but you also need to believe in your ability to do this as well.
Oh, I'm trying.
Well, you're doing it. What's your phrase? I'm getting to getting, right?
I get to getting.
There you go. Love it. Love it. Who else would like to speak?
Jim, this is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon, come on out.
I love that. Look for a needle in a box of needles. Oh, my goodness. That is profound. That is amazing. I love it. Thank you.
Yep, that's a good one for me. I heard that, I guess, about 3 months ago, and I went, Tim, wow. That's it. Quit messing around with stubble. It's confusing, and there's no needle. There's probably no needles there. So, anyway, great. Yep. Thank you, Sharon. Good stuff. Who else?
Tim, this is Pat, and this was just one excellent call. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Pat. Thanks for stepping up. That's leadership on your part there, too. Got time for one more. Who's going to be the last one? All right. With that being said, thank you for being on the call. I love you. God bless you. Let's go get those needles out of the needle stack. How about that?
Very good.
All righty. Sounds good.
Have a great night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Congrats, Tony. Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye.
Good night, Tim.